So tonight we're going to look at Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. I know y'all are very familiar with this story, and you are familiar with it, maybe from Luke, and not so much from Matthew chapter 18, but got to thinking about this a little bit this week and some last week, and I'm not sure what I do with strays. I'm not sure how I follow up with strays. And some days I'm not even sure that I care where strays are. And if you don't know what a stray is, it's, you know, a stray dog just running around and doesn't really belong anywhere. And here in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, it says, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." I want to stop right there. He's come to save that which was lost. And I love that about my Savior. That He came to save me. Because I was lost. Completely lost. Roaming around, not having any direction. And for those of you who know Him as your personal Savior, I'm sure you feel the same way I do. That you are thankful that Jesus Christ came to save those who are lost. Those that are astray. Let's finish this scripture. In verse 12 it says, "What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Brother Mike Foster, would you lead us as we pray? You know, we live in a world that's nuts. Everybody agree with me? That this world is completely lost its mind. And this world is astray. Completely astray. And we have Christians that are caught up in being astray. Lots and lots of folks have been given the opportunity to have an excuse throughout this year. An excuse they have taken on and they have embodied and they have just loved it and said, "Thank you, Lord, for not giving me a reason or giving me a reason that I don't have to serve you. I don't have to do anything for you. I don't even have to go to church because I might come in contact with something." Folks, that makes me sad. I have allowed people to be astray. And not cared enough to find out where they are. And I want you to search yourself tonight. Throughout your life, how many people have you seen come and go in church? How many people have you seen come and go in your life? And you know they're still around, but you just don't know what's going on with them. I know I have lots of friends all over the place. And I know more about some of my friends that live off someplace else than I do about my own church family. Man, that's sad. That is completely sad. And we all have that tendency to go astray. You're sitting here tonight, it's on Sunday night, and you're in church, but you have the tendency to go astray. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you've ever gone astray. Because I know every one of us in here would do this. We all have gone astray at one time in our life or another. Whether it was during our teenage years, whether it was during the college years, whether it was during our kids have got too much stuff going on years, and I can't do what God wants me to do. But we've all gone astray. And you know, when sheep go astray, what's the outcome? You know, we think there are uncertainties that lie ahead for sheep. We think that, there's so much stuff out there, we're not certain exactly what's going to happen. I'm not sure what's going to happen to John or to Susie or whoever's name. They're out doing their own thing. I'm not sure what's going to happen to them. But I want to tell you, there are certainties that are going to happen to the lost. There is a reality, and there are definite certainties that will occur. Their food's going to be rotten. You know, the shepherd, you know, in neither one of these places that this parable is found, the word shepherd is used. It's just a common thing that when you're talking about sheep, you know they're led by shepherds. And shepherds lead you to green pastures. They lead you to good food. But when the sheep's astray, he can't find good food. They need to be led there. And so their food gets rotten. No, they lead us to the still waters. Their water gets polluted. They don't have anything good to drink. They have no place to stay. Their shelter is open. They're out in the midst of all the elements. And the protection is weak. You see, that's what the shepherd does. He protects and takes care of them. And since we have a tendency to go astray, this is where we find ourselves. So we find ourselves with our food being rotten, our water being polluted, our shelter, our family gone. And when I'm looking at this, I'm trying to figure out, what is my responsibility for the sheep? As a shepherd, you know, you have responsibility for your household, right? I'm, if nothing else, I'm the shepherd of the five other people in my house. It's my job to take care of them. It's my job to feed them. It's my job to have housing for them. It's my job to teach them about Jesus. I need to bring them to the good things in life, as a shepherd does. So when sheep go astray, what's our options? Well, we really got two options, right? It's either to wait. You know, everybody's going to come back, right? We have the option of waiting just to see what happens. We have the option of, oh, they'll be okay. You know, I've seen this before. They'll be fine. They can take care of themselves. They're strong individuals. Or we have the option to go seek. If one gets loose from the flock, what does the shepherd do? He sits around and waits for the one to come back, right? No, he leaves the 99 that are safe. And he goes and he finds the one who is not. So my question is this. Why did the shepherd lose sight of the sheep? Why did he lose sight of the sheep? Did he have too many of them? Is 100 too many for a shepherd to take care of? Well, most of the time they didn't have a huge herd of 100. May have been 15, 20 is what they kept up with. Was he not focused on the job of taking care of the sheep? Sometimes that's my problem. I'm not focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not focused on how I'm supposed to handle situations. And the reason that happens is because I become concerned with other things than what I'm supposed to be doing. Where's your life at tonight? Are you concerned with other things than trying to figure out where the strays are? I found myself there. Become complacent. Become easy. This is going to pass, right? That's what I keep telling myself. This is going to pass. But all those that I've let be astray, is it my fault they went astray? No. It's my fault if I don't go seek them. If something happened to that that sheep and the shepherd didn't go seek them, guess what's going to happen? It's his fault. Most of the time they're going to have to pay for that sheep, or they're going to have to do something. And I hope I don't have to pay for any sheep that I've let go astray, Brother Doug. Monetarily. But being concerned with other things throughout my life has kept me from taking care of my responsibility. I hope the sheep in my house haven't gone astray. I hope they never go astray. I hope they stay exactly where they're supposed to be. Here's the thing about sheep. They are all important. I realize that, right? All sheep are important. Not just the ones that are in the safety of the fold, but the ones who are out of the fold. They are all important. In a world that we live in, everybody is looking, I am as important as the next person. You are. Especially in the sight of God. He created us all equal. Every last one of them. I may not measure up to Brother Doug. I may not even measure up to Brother Ken. But He created us the same. In His image. And I chose to go astray from that. I chose to turn my back on God. That's tough for me to think about. That the one that I was created for in my image, in His image, I turned my back on Him. But I do remember that I am important in His eyes. The ones that are locked in. You know, Brother Doug says the Sunday night crowd all the time. Guys, y'all aren't any more important than the Sunday morning crowd. Okay? You're not any more important than the Sunday morning crowd. Because you're a sinner just like they are. And you can go astray just like they can. And we look and think, man, why aren't people here? Last week, man, I loved it that we had a normal pre-pandemic crowd. Wasn't that great? I expected most of them back this Sunday. But I guess that was enough for them. So, what am I saying when I say that? Am I downplaying their attendance or downplaying their heart? No. But what I am saying is, if they're astray, we need to go find them. We don't need to let them come just on Easter. We don't need to let them come and just sit one time and listen to Brother Doug preach and let them know how much Jesus loves them. Guys, if we're keeping in the safety of our fold and only hanging on to the 99 and not going after the one, we are missing the boat. That one is as important as everything else. And I love it. Verse 11. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. He could have stayed in heaven, in the safety, with all the angels. He could have stayed there and not come down here and worried about me. But He left heaven. And He came to search for the one that was lost. And that was me, and that was you. What a great example we have as Christians of Jesus coming and looking for us. And I'm so thankful that He found me. I am so thankful that when I'm running around not caring about anything in the world, Jesus said, "No, that's enough. I want you." Isn't it great to be wanted? That's all anybody wants in this world anymore is to be wanted. And they miss the fact that Jesus Christ wants them. All of their mess, everything that's going on. And I'm afraid that sometimes I miss that fact too. That Jesus wants everybody that I see, everybody that I come in contact with. Brother Doug has preached some wonderful messages about becoming closer to God, about becoming more in tune with Him. You know, throughout those messages, I started doing a little bit of self-examination, which I hope you have too. And I want to go find the strays more now. Because the closer I get with God, the more I understand that I'm supposed to be reaching out because He lives inside me. Strays. Do you know any? Do you know any strays? All of us in here, I promise you, know strays. Folks that we were close with at one time. They said, you know, I've had enough of God. I found better things to do. My family's more important. My kids are more important. Well, if I come to that conclusion, then I'm not being a good shepherd. I'm not leading them to the things that they need to be led to. So I'm going to challenge you tonight. Find strays. Bring them back. Find strays. Love on them. Guys, I don't want to see anybody else not be here. Not to be in this family. Not to be close with God. Jesus Christ came to seek and save the lost. Seek them out so you can tell them about Jesus. All right? That's my challenge for tonight. Y'all stand and we'll have a word of prayer. Looking for Dale. Well, he ran off or not. He's behind me, hiding. Okay. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for allowing us to come to You in prayer. And Father, we just thank You for all that You've given us. Father, for the opportunity that You give us each day to not sit and do nothing. Father, to not sit and just not worry about those that are off, that are running about by themselves. Father, thank You for giving us the opportunity to go seek and find. Father, we know that we'll do nothing on our own self, but Father, we do it for all Your honor and Your glory. Father, I just pray for victory. Tonight, as she looks and Father, just sees what You have for them, for her, for each individual here, that You would be magnified, Father, in all the things that we do. In Your name I pray. Amen.